a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, in all four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. That's my colonized name and taxpayer name, and boy, I think we're going to be paying a lot of taxes this year, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues, and we talk about Native I'm going to mix it up a little bit there. Sorry about that. We talk about Native issues and events all over Turtle Island.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis on the first floor of the Dayton's building. We're open 10 to 6 from Tuesday through Saturday. Come on down. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you could see one of our beautiful t-shirts that Gina is wearing, our Resist shirt. It's one of our shirts that we came up with for the radio show. And it's an awesome design and people really like it.
Yeah, and on the back it says Awake and Native mm-hmm. Roots Radio. And it has the logo that you designed.
Yeah, the eye.
The eye with the teepee and the microphone.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah.
Check it out.
So cool. Hey, we're really happy to have Gina on. Mm-hmm. And also we talked to Ogama earlier before the show, and she's going to stop in and sign some autographs tomorrow for a few minutes.
That sounds good.
And tell
good.
Everybody how she's doing and how her and the baby are doing. Yeah. She sounded great.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, so we talk about Native issues and events and news on the station, mm-hmm. and we have Dr. Stately on later, but we have Gina Peltier on, who's with Honor the Earth, but also she's a Native Roots Radio person too, personality mm-hmm. too. So we'd get out without any further ado. We should introduce Gina with the news. And there you go.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Wendy.
Hi,
thanks
Gina.
For the shirt. I love it.
Awesome.
So, I'll just start out by saying, today is International Forest Day. And as you all know, the city of Cohasset has approved of the building of the deadly wood processing plant just to be built outside the city of Cohasset, less than a mile away from the Leech Lake Reservation. The project will overharvest our forest, including the Chippewa National Forest, and the pollution from the project will mix with coal plant pollution and cause acid rain. To learn more and to see how you can help out, go to protectmnforest.org. Speaking of coal plants, there is a call to action for a mass, nonviolent, direct action against Senator Manchin and his coal plant in West Virginia, where he earns $500,000 a year, plus collecting a salary for killing climate legislation. So to learn more about that event coming up, just go to WestVirginiaRising.org. Let's see. In line five news, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources did extend the public comment period for the draft environmental impact statement that it has prepared for the proposed relocation of Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline. The comment period is extended by 1 month and will now close on April 15th, 2022. To learn more, go to stopline3.org and click on the shutdown line 5 tab. And then I'm pretty excited about this. Tomorrow is World Water Day, and it looks like Camp Manuman is holding a celebration. They say tomorrow from, 11 a.m. to noon, they're asking that everyone gather at Camp Manuman. It's Camp Manuman, Ganawadag, and Dijikabishing. It says they will serve lunch and have a few speakers. After that, they will caravan to the firelight encampment site on the Mississippi for the ceremony. Smokestack Drum Group will meet at the river. This year's focus is on the groundwater, And after Enbridge fracked out into the Mississippi River, in the same spot we will be gathering, we can no longer swim in that area like we did last year, you know, especially after Enbridge fracked out. And so after Enbridge fracked out into the Mississippi River last year during construction of Line 3, the fish developed blisters. And then a few weeks after that, there was no more signs of fish in the Mississippi area, in the Mississippi River, in that area. It's quite devastating, especially after fighting really, really hard to protect the river. Mm-hmm. Enbridge just comes in and poisons all the waters. But with that being said, there is breaking news stating that the DNR did release documents about the aquifer breaches into the Mississippi. So they're finally acknowledging all the damage they did do. So we will have more details regarding all of that being released in the following days. excuse me, guys. To change the topic a little bit, I just want to give out a big shout out to water protector Tracy Strong. She is running for Secretary Treasury on the Boy Forts Reservation. And with that being said, you guys, don't forget to get knowledgeable, get all this education about who's running area in your area. Voting time is coming up soon. let's see.
Yeah, it's really important to vote. And we always say this is the most important mm-hmm. election ever, but guess what?
And it's really important to know who your people representing you are. Tomorrow at 2:30, I have a meeting with my representative, Dave Pinto. I'm going to be talking to him with a couple of other constituents that live in my area about some humane laws that we want to have here in Minnesota. So I'm looking forward to my 2:30 appointment tomorrow with Dave Pinto, my representative. So, yeah, it's easy. And it's going to be through Zoom. So you don't have to leave your house. You just have to click on the link and tell them what's up.
Yes. Isn't that awesome? So I want to apologize for not being here on Friday. I was invited to speak at a conference held this past Friday and Saturday at the University of Duluth. It was called Pipelines and Indigenous Communities, Extractive Infrastructures and Water-Dependent Livelihoods. It was where Indigenous citizens, water protectors, artists, and researchers from the Arctic, Siberia, and the upper Midwest Great Lake regions facilitated knowledge and wisdom exchanged on issues concerning the pipeline infrastructures near Indigenous coastal and riverside communities of the upper Midwest and Arctic through dances, talks, songs, stories, workshops, and presentations. I had so much fun. And I learned so many new things. The focus was on pipeline infrastructure impacts to social ecological systems and the community mechanisms used to defend Indigenous rights, livelihoods, and more than human relationships while maintaining resilience in the emergent political and economical and social realities of the resources. Kind of like focused around pipelines like Line 3 and Line 5, the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System, and pipeline networks traversing indigenous territories across the Republic of Sakha, the Republic of Komi, and through Sakhalin, Russia. And I'm sorry if I'm butchering that a little bit. There was a few people there that I did know, but those that I got to meet, it already felt like family. There were so many similarities and differences in the way things are done between the continents, but this really opened up my eyes to the fact that it's not just Turtle Island dealing with these deadly oil pipelines. They're all over the world causing so much havoc.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw the pictures, I think, on Honor the Earth and Winona posted, and it looked pretty awesome, too. And, you know, we're always talking about Line 3, but we also talk about Line 5 and how important that is. And so great job as always, Gina. Jeez.
Yeah, and if I can, I bonded with the other water protectors from overseas so much. They felt like my sisters. One of them gifted me these earrings.
Wow.
Oh.
That's amazing.
We'll sell those at our store.
That's a treasure.
And they're supposed to be a berry that grows naturally in their area.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, if anybody
can
see.
And then I was also gifted this pin.
Very nice. That's cool. Beautiful. Very
so nice. So the fur is from an animal that's native to their land as well. So I was very grateful. They were so sweet.
Wow. Thank you so much, Gina. And up next, Dr. Stately, Upinigigi Gina, for all you do.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation,
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis on the first floor of the Dayton's building. And we have lots of cool Native American merchandise and designs down there.
Yeah. You know, we're really shifting into really hardcore Native artists and really amplifying them. And that's going to be the big shift here soon. But before we do that, we had Henry Boucher last week sign books. The great silver medalist, North Star, Minnesota Fighting Saint, Philadelphia flyer, hockey player. Mm-hmm. And so we have a stash of stuff for Dr. Stately and his sons. We'll have to go down there and get it and bring it to him. But see how I did that, Dr. Stately? A nice little segue into what happened this week. And first of all, too, I didn't realize this, but Wendy hasn't met you
in person.
And I have a bunch of times. Really? And then I saw you at the powwow.
Yeah, you came to the powwow. I was painting.
Yeah. So hey, tell us about your son's hockey prowess this weekend. And you look frozen, though. That's
Dr. Stately is frozen, but he's frozen in a good way. He has a very nice smile and good posture.
There he is. He's back.
Sometimes you get frozen, and it's not a pretty sight. That was terrible.
That was
really
a good
wasn't
one.
Bad.
And good posture too. I love it.
That's what Wendy said. I'm slow.
All those years of boarding school and the nuns telling me to sit up straight really paid off.
Yeah, exactly. Cracking your knuckles with the ruler.
Right.
Exactly. So exciting news. Let's get with it here. I was able to upload one of the pictures. So let's get down and talk.
It's exciting. My boys won the state championship yesterday. So
it's fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. Tell us their names.
Their names are Chaske comes flying and Quatley comes flying. Chaske is the one on the left of the image. Uh-huh. And he's Chaske, of course, is Dakota for firstborn son. So he's 1 minute older than his brother, Quatley, who, okay. Yeah, who he loves to remind that he's the older brother. All the time.
Well, we have twins too, and they
do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So is your voice a little hoarse from yelling and cheering?
My voice is so hoarse from yelling and screaming that on Saturday, like to get into the qualifier game, you know, the semifinal. And then the next morning, man, I was drinking the hot water and lemon and gargling and all kinds of stuff so I could cheer for them on Sunday. And but we had a lot of people come show up. My brother Rob showed up, and my partner's brother and his all four of his kids showed up, and his girlfriend. And he has twin boys, or he has two boys who also hit the bookends in his family. So the oldest boy and the youngest boy, his twins are in the middle. They play hockey as well. So they were super excited when their cousins won the championship, man. They ran up and slammed against the glass. Wow. And
very cool.
It was awesome. It was a really, really great experience. You know, great way for them to, this is their final year of what's called association hockey. So their final year, their second year of Bantams. And a great way for them to end their year and also their 8 years of playing hockey in the association. And they're hoping, they're gunning for JV or varsity next year. So, you know, they're
Yeah.
Well, what's exciting too, and one of the things that you mentioned a few weeks ago too, because I think we were giving you a hard time about you have to do all this hockey stuff, but the positive thing is to keep these guys busy and in a good way, and they'll always have this in their back pocket. You know,
I think that anything that you, anytime you can get your kids engaged in like team sports of anything, like, you know, when I was growing up, my mom didn't have nearly the kind of money that's needed for hockey. So we did things like basketball and softball and, you know, all those other kinds of things. And that's what I played when growing up. But I think team sports is such a great, important thing to give kids because it teaches them all kinds of things, right? Teaches them responsibility, how to show up regularly and consistently, how to put the needs of a group and a team ahead of your own, how to, you know, work together, solve problems together, you know, inspire and console each other when you lose and all those other kinds of things. This is really, it really does form some really great young men and young women. So I'm all for it, you know. So.
And the relationships they build too, they'll be friends with these people on their team forever. Really?
Yeah, they'll have these people as friends forever. And they've built some really great relationships with coaches over their years. The coach they had this year was probably one of their best coaches ever. He was, you know, not a yeller per se, but, you know, kind of a soft-spoken guy, kind of also just like, you know, when they'd come, they would always tell me, like, I'd say, like, you know, hey, you made a mistake. What did your coach say? And they'd be like, they'd say, like, well, when I skated off the ice, he'd just say to me, you know what you did wrong, right? And he'd go, they'd say, yeah. And so, like, you know, I think that's the kind of, you know, they have a dad that yells at him all the time. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Well, so, you know, I just think it's a great experience for young people to have, right?
You know? Yeah. And I, you know, when I was teaching in high school, I had, for 10 years, I had a drum line. And like a marching band drumline kind of deal. And it was a community and it was fun. And, you know, over the years, I learned like different techniques of teaching. And one of them was the whispering technique, which is not in my DNA. Mine's a yelling technique. But when you start whispering, we get quiet and they kind of lean in and, you know, you start talking softly. And I was brought up like, you know, threatened, you know, when I was, you know, I'll beat you up if you don't do this right. But so it's a lot different. And I think it's better now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I should be clear. I try a lot of times as their dad to talk to them first. Like I talk and I talk and I talk. I've even tried whispering a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that hasn't worked either. So, like, you know, sometimes a good old-fashioned yell is what's necessary. You know, just a firm talking to. Right.
But wait a minute. Let's look at these sweet kids again. Oh, they don't need to be yoga. Come on.
You know, speaking of whispering, you know, like when I got these boys, I adopted them from my partner's cousin at birth, me and him. And, you know, I really felt like they were a godsend to me, really, quite frankly, creator. Like, I had no idea how I was going to become a father. I knew I always wanted to be one, you know, and I didn't know, really have a plan for how that was going to happen, being a gay man. And so I just said a prayer to creator one day, and I was like, I really want to have a family. I want to have children. And then, you know, we went through it. We did a ceremony, and then, you know, a couple weeks later, we found out we're going to adopt these boys. So when they were little tiny babies, like probably all the way up to like maybe around the 3 or 4 or 5 years old, I used to whisper in their ears at night when they were sleeping with me in bed. I'd say, thank you for saving my life. And stuff like that. And, you know, I'd say things like, you're going to grow up and go to Princeton or Harvard.
And then you're going to take care of Papa forever.
Doctor and take care of your dad.
Yes.
And, none of that worked, by the way. They're not going to do any.
Wow. You don't know yet. They're still young. What are they? Are they 14 or 13? Or how old are they?
They're 14. They'll be 15 in a month or so.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe you are screwed then. Yeah. They probably, yeah.
They grew up and become hockey doctors. Doctors of hockey.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. And it's always great to see. I think one of the things that is exciting. Well, let me just back up a second. I saw you at the powwow. To me, that's part of being in the community. People see you out there. And that's one of the only thing that I can do is just be there and support, whether it's a powwow, whether it's whatever's going on in the community. And I see you do that. And that's just so important.
Well, you know, that community is... that community is who raised me. Like I'm the man I am, and the dad I am, and the leader I am in my organization, because the people that were before me, and the people who showed me how to show up. Right. And I think that's what I do it because I don't really know how else to operate in the world except that way. And then I also want I want to model for my sons, like, how do you show up in the world, be a good relative? How do you show up for people and in the community and be a good relative and be a responsible human being, right? It's like, you know, relationships is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. I agree, but that's not the norm, and you are modeling in a good way. And I try to model for my daughters. They always want to know when stuff's going on, and they can make it as much as they can. But I think that's really important, no matter what community you are. But especially as Native Americans, I've had comments about that it's good to see you here to support things. And I want to say that to you, because I've run into you in some cool places, you know. So do you have time for a couple more segments here? We can talk with what's going on.
Absolutely. With
you. Yeah, but I wanted to celebrate your children and your sons, and you sent me the picture, and I went, okay, we're on the same wavelength, so that's awesome. We're here with Dr. Stately Wendy, and he's the CEO of the Native American Community Clinic, and we're going to talk more about more community clinic stuff.
Awesome. Stay with us.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break.
You're invited to a community meeting on Tuesday, March 22nd. The Midtown Phillips Neighborhood Association will welcome special guest Hennepin County Commissioner Angela Conley. It's your chance to engage with the elected officials that represent you at the local level. Again, that community discussion with Hennepin County District 4 Commissioner Angela Conley is Tuesday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. Visit MidtownPhillips.org for the meeting Zoom link. That's MidtownPhillips.org.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Don't let COVID spoil winter fun for your family. Get a vaccine or booster. COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, free for everyone, and are now available for anyone over the age of 5. Booster shots are also recommended for everyone 12 and older if it's been more than 5 months since your previous vaccination. To get more tips, schedule your vaccine, or get tested, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine. That's ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine.
Bonjour, relatives. My name is Deanna Sandy Cloud. I'm from the Red Lake Nation, and I live in Minneapolis today. As the weather gets colder, you're probably going to spend more time indoors, but it's important to stay safe and healthy. The COVID-19 pandemic is still not over, and now the flu season is upon us. So protect you and your loved ones by getting vaccinated against both the flu and COVID-19. COVID booster shots have now been approved for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And you're eligible if you're over 65 and if you're over 18 and have underlying health conditions or work in a high-risk setting. What's cool is your booster shot does not need to be of the same brand as your original series of shots. And you can receive a booster shot of any brand that's available to you. Children over the age of 5 are now eligible for a vaccine as well. So let's protect our relatives in Indian Country this winter and get vaccinated. Be a vaccinative like me. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. Neekwich Bizendawian.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman, and you can catch my show weekdays at 2 p.m. for the latest in political news on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Coming up this Saturday morning right here on AM 950, it's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be going over techniques on how you can grow great Brussels sprouts in your garden, as well as raised bed mistakes. Our guest will be author Emily Murphy, and your questions will get tackled. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Catch the replay Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a low around 41, Tuesday rain with a high near 45, and Wednesday rain with a high near 41.
It's tax season, so maybe you have taxes on the brain. At Warner Stellion, we do too. Only we're thinking about our tax-free rebate to save you 7.5% on thousands of in-stock appliances. This is an exclusive offer and it ends soon, so shop now at warnerstellion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great organization. Have been a longtime sponsor of the show,
yeah, they
too.
Have. They're great work.
Yeah, definitely. We're here with Dr. Stately, and he is the CEO at the Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities here. And we're talking hockey, so we're really diverse here on Native Roots Radio. And so pretty soon we'll be talking baseball, too. Hopefully your sons will play a little baseball this year, too, so we can talk about the Twins. Okay. Well, cool. I think I met
hockey all season, all year long.
Yeah, that's the way it is now, right?
Yeah, they'll get a couple weeks off, and then they'll start like some springtime camps, and then I got them in a high school hockey, like a grueling 40-hour-a-week training camp in Wisconsin, and in July, and then they'll do some other things like they're going to go to the gym and get some muscle on them, get some meat. So people can knock them over.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think I met your significant other this weekend. I'm not sure, but this man you were with did say something to the effect that, well, you're the guy that makes me be quiet every Monday. And I was like, guilty as charged.
Guilting you, right? Like he gets shuttered, like the kids are shuttered in their room. He's shuttered off somewhere else. I turn off all of the electronics so they can't bother me. So, yeah. Well, it's a lot like boarding school, actually, on Monday nights between 5:30 and 7.
Well, good for you, because that's awesome. We can't keep our cat out of the studio. She breaks down the door. She, you know, scrapes her paws under the door.
Yells under the door.
We've put pillows and towels down.
If she had thumbs, we'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah, it's like we cannot lock her out because it's even worse.
Well, I have a boy cat that's like that. Don't be surprised if he hops up here and just kind of walks right across the computer in front of you. Yeah. So he's kind of looking for a mate too. So like, hopefully he doesn't do any inappropriate behavior. Like,
yeah, hopefully. So
get that cat neutered. Get that cat neutered.
I've been trying. I'm trying to be a very responsible pet owner, and I have him scheduled for his consult in 2 weeks. And then
awesome. Right on.
Don't let him out of your sight.
Yeah, it hasn't been. It hasn't been easy to find a
outside
in this last year, right? Yeah. It's like everybody in the pandemic. Everybody wanted a pet. Like it's like all of a sudden, like, oh my god, I'm shuttered in. Let me get a pet. And then then all the veterinarians got tied up and maybe a handful of them died as well. But like, I have not been able to get a veterinarian appointment for this, my animals, for like months.
Yeah, we understand.
There is a veterinarian shortage right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there goes the cat.
And a lot of animals are back at the shelter because people are like, what did I do? And then now their dogs and cats are back at the shelter. So
yeah. That's a
different subject for another day.
Right. So I kind of wanted to segue with, before we talk to anything about COVID, all I have to say is I can't wait for my next booster. But I really want to talk a little bit about mental health and how during these last couple years, it's been kind of glossed over because we're dealing with a pandemic. And I know my nation, Ho-Chunk Nation, and the 11 nations here in this state have been really, really affected. And what can we do, and what's next steps?
Well, I mean, I think it's a really important thing for us to talk about. You know, a lot of the work that NAC does, in addition to like the stuff we do around the pandemic and the pandemic responses, we have a very robust outreach program that sort of reaches out to our relatives who are living houseless out in the community. I choose the word houseless because like that really does sort of demonstrate the idea of like, well, what they don't have is they don't have like a house to live in. They're not homeless. They're living on the land of their ancestors, and they'll always have a home. But I think a lot of what we saw over the last two and a half years since the pandemic started is like just a significant increase in fatal and non-fatal overdoses in our community. They just kind of skyrocketed. Other mental health issues also skyrocketed. Suicidality among young people went up because of the isolation that they sort of had to endure in my own family. In my own home, my children. That first year of the pandemic, man, me and my one son were always like just, you know, going at it, like just shy of fisticuffs, not quite fisticuffs, but you know, and it really did sort of for me demonstrate like even like in well-resourced families, because I consider my family to have, you know, a lot of resources. We have a stable living situation, and I have a stable job, and for the most part, not a lot of like the bigger things changed in our lives. But you know, they couldn't go to school, they couldn't spend time with their families, they couldn't spend time with their cousins and their relatives. We couldn't go home for ceremony. We go home every single year to South Dakota for like big celebrations, funerals. People died, and we couldn't go home and say goodbye to them. There was just so much that we had to contend with as a family, and they had to contend with as kids. And I just think, like, we don't oftentimes talk about the weight of that in our lives and in our hearts, right? And how hard that is to sort of wade through that, you know, and deal with that. I had, you know, so many people that I lost last year that I had this moment, like, the week after my cousin Roxanne died. And her death was shocking. It was like she got her cancer diagnosis on a Thursday, and like the following Tuesday she was dead. And that was, you know, that was tough, because I think she didn't go and see a doctor the entire year she was struggling with COVID. Like, she just didn't go into this, get her regular care. And so I had this moment the week after, where after I got through all the funeral stuff, and I was just like, oh. And then I couldn't get out of bed. I canceled meetings. I didn't go to work. I kind of just did the bare minimum. And I was sitting there, like, you know, in my, what I would call my frumpy native house dress, you know, which is like basketball shorts, like huge oversized t-shirt, disheveled hair. And I was like, what's going on with me? And I was like, I think I'm grieving. I think I'm sad, you know, and it kind of like, and it was that aha moment where I was like, oh, okay. That's what this is. This is like, this is the cascading effect of like all this loss, compounding loss, loss upon loss upon loss upon loss upon loss. And this is how it shows up, right? And so I had to do some stuff. I went to a ceremony and I did some other stuff, and I just prayed and I put out tobacco, and I, I did the things that, my elders had taught me to do to take care of myself. And, you know, And I also talked to my doctor about getting a medication, I had to do those things because I have people who rely on me. I have staff and a community and a clinic that rely on me, and I have these two amazing children who rely on me to show up and take care of myself. And I think it's important to do those things, pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to, especially when you're right in the middle of it. And I know with your job and being right in the community and talking to people and having people work under you and with you, it's hard to take care, self-care. Self-care has got to be really important, and we forget about that.
Yeah, I don't often do a good job of that. So I'm trying to double down now and do a better job, saying no more often and taking my medication.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is. It's hard to say no.
You have to set boundaries. And I know so many people who just take on so much stuff and they can't say no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not one of those people. But,
She's not.
I'm not. But yeah, actually, I'm glad. It's an important
chair. You know, I witness it. So good for you. Like, you know, I mean, I want to, that's what I aspire to. I aspire to being more like Wendy Pilot.
Years ago, I was not like that.
No.
She
wasn't.
Changed. So.
Right. We've changed roles.
Years ago, I think when you were a provider, probably, right? When you worked in pharmacy and you were being a provider, you probably put other people's needs ahead of yourself oftentimes.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I put my clients in front before me. If people were coming in and they needed to be seen, I stayed late. I would work with, stay later with the doctors, even if I had other plans and things to do. I would put my work first. Robert.
Absolutely.
Many hours during the week, and I think
also sometimes we don't talk about this much in Indian country. We have to be really careful of this thin line, right? People talk about like, well, if you do this, you do too much, you get too over involved, you do that, da, 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 you do, like we call, you know, some people stand outside the ring or outside the circle and call that codependence, and some people call it, you know, a few other things. Like Native people, our relationships and our communities and our families are based on interdependence, like everybody playing a role, right, and having a contribution and everybody being fully engaged. And I think at one time, at some point in time, you have to step back and ask yourself, okay, is everybody pulling their weight here? Is everybody sort of like contributing their, you know, the most that they can contribute, that they're capable of contributing? And we know that in times of hardship, since time immemorial, people have had to step forward and carry more of their weight at different times, right? Like, mm-hmm. an example mm-hmm. is like on forced removals, right? People had to carry their own belongings and the belongings of other people. If people died on the trail, they had to carry those bodies sometimes, right? Those are mm-hmm. examples of ways where we physically, spiritually, and emotionally and mentally carry more weight than we sometimes feel like we can. But it's also important to step back and say, oh, I need a break. I need a break and I need somebody else to step forward and take the lead here. And being able to say that to your family members and the people that are important that you love is really an important skill to develop.
Well, and we only got 30 seconds in the spot. Can you stay with us a little longer, Dr. Stately?
Sure.
'Cause I'd really like to talk a little bit like how much of a emotional and physical toll somebody like Nancy Bolio or Gina Peltier being a water protector and what they're doing for self-care, because that's daunting and every day. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that and get Gina involved too. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
That's a sad wolf. Sorry.
It's from all that yelling from hockey.
Yeah, that wolf needs a gargle.
Yeah. A little salt water, warm salt water.
So, Dr. Stately, I know Wendy and I were talking during the break, too, and there's called with animal protectors.
Like with my animal activist work, you see animals being hurt, and you try to do things to stop it, and you keep working and working and working, and nothing gets done, and you get what's called compassion fatigue. And it's really a thing where you just have to like step back out of the situation, regroup, think of positive things, and then come back and work some more, because that's
all right.
it could really be depressing.
Well, and that's what I was going to get at too, is that Gene is a water protector, mm-hmm. you know, works with Honor the Earth and has been doing it hard for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I know we know people from the early days of American Indian Movement, and you do specifically. It's daunting. I mean, this show is daunting in the sense that we will never run out of things to talk about when it comes to our Native relatives. What can people do, like Gina and Wendy and people that are at it every day? You know, what can we do for them?
I think one of the things to remember is that, you know, Creator, she was really wise when she made us. She knows that, you know, that through all kinds of different methodologies and strategies, we have an opportunity to renew ourselves. We have an opportunity to renew ourselves every single day, right? I was just reading on Facebook earlier today, and I forget who it was that posted this. A good friend of mine whose son turned 7 today. She was talking about how, like, you know, our bodies regenerate all brand new cells every 7 years. Like, so like every 7 years, you're basically sort of like a new human being, right? And I think that probably, like, you know, Indigenous knowledge tells us that, you know, we come from the stars, and we, mm-hmm. you know, we come from the earth. We're, you know, what, 70% water. We're made of the elements that transform and transmute, and those elements. And we also know that energy never dies. It transforms and changes from one form to another. And so remembering that that's who we are and what we're made of, and that we have this relationship to all of the elements and to the earth and to the cosmos is a really important piece. And so, like, Creator, she was wise when she gave us these ways of taking care of ourselves. And it's all out there right now. And anytime you can just sort of kind of step out there and renew yourself, go take a walk and just walk among the trees. The other day I stepped out of my back door, and I it was, you know, a beautiful morning. It was like 6 o'clock. The dog wanted to get out, so I let her out. And it was like the birds were singing, and I was like, oh, and I just sat there and I listened for a really long time. And, you know, I felt like completely renewed. And usually I wake up, you know, tired because I haven't had enough sleep and a few other things. But there's all kinds of things we can do to take better care of ourselves. One of the most important relationships we have is that relationship with the earth. That earth sustains us. That relationship with Mother sustains us. Mm-hmm. And there's medicines out there. There's water out there. There's air out there. There's all kinds of things that sort of actually is designed to make us feel renewed physically, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically. And mm-hmm. the best thing you can do is get out of your house and go take a walk.
Right.
Not in and the then, outside.
Well, and not only that, I know people, our Native relatives, talk about taking your shoes off and just walking in the soil too.
Yeah. There's a whole group of people that talk about earthing. Like, you know, there's this guy that wrote a book on it. It's called, you know, like, take your shoes off and walk on the earth. It's so good for you emotionally. You get metals into your system that your body really needs. You get, like, all this stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry. Bleep. Did you bleep that?
I'm sure they did at the studio.
Is there a 3-second delay? I was like, oh, man, you know, like, Native people have been walking on the earth in our bare feet or our moccasin feet for 15,000 years. Like, that's not new technology. We've known that forever, right? It's like, don't write me a book and tell me what to do when I already know how to do it and try and sell it to me for $18.99.
Right. Well,
that's what I would do on the front lines. You know, if I started getting a little too sassy or overwhelmed, I would just take off my shoes and just walk barefoot a little bit. And it's so reviving. It just puts you in a better place, like, automatically. So I suggest do that, you know, for everyone. Just take your shoes off and walk on the ground a little bit.
And the water is so renewing. I remember the first time I sat in the golf. I went to see my sister a million years ago when I was right out of high school. I laid in the Gulf of Mexico and Florida, and oh my God, that just being in that water, I was like, oh, I felt like a whole different person. I was like, and then I read later, like, oh, that sea, that salt water, that brackish, that like, that was used for all kinds of cleansing situations, right? Mm-hmm. We used it in all kinds of ways. And the tribal people down there used it in lots of ways to sort of like, women went and gave birth in that water and all kinds of things.
Right.
Well,
we can't hold our laughter back here that you've made it into the Potty Mouth Hall of Fame. I mean, there's some great ones that have been on the show that are on that list too, like, yeah. Bobby Wilson cannot stop. We love him, and we love having him on with a reservation.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that there is research that shows that people that swear are incredibly intelligent human beings.
Yes, I'm not gonna argue that. Exactly.
Right.
I was going to say one of our friends, you mentioned Nancy. Nancy's on the show.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Yeah, but she posts a lot of stuff. And, you know, I don't want to talk for her. But for me also, I feel like having an artistic outlet and being creative that way is very, very healing and rejuvenating.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we were at the powwow on the weekend. Like, we are Native people, but all human beings are social animals. We need to be around each other, and we need to be with each other. We need to be, you know, spend time with elders and little babies. We need to, mm-hmm. you know, that's who we were designed to be, right? Creator, really wise. So like going to a powwow, spending time with the relative, go take a walk with somebody that you haven't seen, call them and say, hey, let's go take a walk in the park or something like that. Anything that will kind of reconnect you to the joy of what it means to be a human being and to be a relative and to sort of spend time with someone, right? Get out of the four walls of your house, which is what a lot of us have been sort of like tethered to for the last couple of years, and just, you know, reconnect to your relatives, reconnect to your relationship with the earth, reconnect with the creator, you know, the stars, spend some time like rediscovering the wonder of the world, because we really do have a beautiful, beautiful world. There's a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah, there is. And I think attitude's gratitude. And I know for me, I'll just say a quick thing is that I've been sober for 37 years. And if I wasn't happy and grateful, I would not be sober. I'd be drinking or probably dead, because I was a good drinker, but that's another story. But you know what I'm saying? Attitude. It's all about, and if you don't have the right attitude, reach out to people that do, and they can lift you up. And we all need that once in a while, right, Dr. Stately?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's imperative.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Peeny Gigi, so much for being on. It's we love Mondays because of you. And Gina, thank you so much for sitting in. We're going to have Ogama stop in tomorrow and say hi for a few minutes.
She's going to have the baby?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll have the baby.
I'm sure she will.
We'll ask her, too. We need a picture to see little baby Nova.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.